KEAWUO, statewide 1.
And 8CLH testing. And 8CLH testing.
Kilo Fox Charlie, Echo Tango, Quebec monitoring.
Any WCB, this is Janeway.
GEYNU, this is NAWCB. Well, you finished your last day, and I guess you can breathe a sigh of relief. The set is over. How did we do today? How was work?
Work was good. Came back and ended up doing backup, and it was a pretty peaceful day today. How was your day?
Wow, I'm glad. I'm glad. Hoping that the cooler weather has kind of calmed things down a little bit. I thought I saw a couple of accidents out near either 94 or Grafton Hall or somewhere, and it's like, oh boy, I hope it's not busy. But anyway, I'm glad things went well, and you got to sit back up and get into the short week this week. But I'm doing pretty good. Went to church this morning. Jeremy preached this morning. Did a good job. He taught out of Titus 2. I heard Lee when I came home. I flipped on YouTube for them. In fact, I talked to Melissa. I was on the phone with her for about an hour and probably just got off with her about an hour ago. So other than that, it's been kind of a busy day.
Yeah, good. Good. Sounds like a good day. How's Melissa and Lee doing?
They're doing pretty good. This was the first time Lee preached for a couple weeks. He had his tonsils out. He's still, I think he's maybe about 85-90%. Still having a little trouble with his voice. But Isaac had a minor surgery on Friday on his legs, and so he's kind of resting a little bit, but they're getting ready to go down to Bob Jones to get their both of their doctorate degrees. They'll be graduating on Friday. Other than that, they're doing pretty good.
Hey, good. Good to hear. Good to hear that they're doing well and things are going well. All right, good stuff. Good stuff. I'm glad. I'm proud of them. They work hard, and they deserve this. And so it's good. It's good. Good to see.
Yes, definitely. They've definitely worked hard for this moment, and I'm excited for them. They're going to graduate, and then they're going to go to Myrtle Beach, I think, for about a week or so, and that'll be a nice time for them. It'll be a nice break. I can't get over all the referrals that they're getting for counseling right now. They're swamped. They're staying pretty busy just with that, and then other church ministry things. They're busy.
Cool. Good. Good to see. Good to hear. Sometimes busy is good, and I guess they seem to like it busy. So I'm happy for them.
NAWCB, yes, I am too. They're definitely leaving a mark there, and they're taking a lot of time to invest. Good balance of family time and doing what they're doing there, and I think it helps Melissa too with mom. I think it, keeping her busy with mom's loss kind of helps her out a little bit.
Gee, why you? Yeah, I understand that for sure.
Yes, indeed. I believe it. I'm going to say it's time for you to take a breath there. I think the set went very well yesterday.
Yeah, I think we did really well. I think the team performed well. We got a lot of good compliments of how well we did, and it was neat. Mercy Management's office was rooting us on. Sarah sent us an email, and was rooting us on as we had the set this weekend. So that was good. It was it went well. Everything went smoothly. A couple of things to work on, but you know, that's all right. I think overall we did good.
Yes, I agree. And yeah, there's a couple of things I think that need to be worked on. I think you know, a couple of thoughts too. You know, obviously, you know, a lot of veterans, but a lot of newer folks in the group. So I think that you know, it takes a little bit of time, and the fact that you know they, you know, yeah, they're communicators, but the emergency side and keeping track of things and going from, you know, detail to detail, that's something you know, the first responders are used to, maybe not so much for them every day, and so that's something to take into account as well. But I think all in all, it went really, really well.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know, I know a lot of our team members don't know, but at ComTech, at the EOC, internet went down, and we're supposed to lose power, but we didn't actually lose that, but we ended up losing internet.
Okay. Well, that was a twist there for you guys to have to, you know, improvise, you know, use radio, WinLink, that kind of thing. So that was a good experience on your end.
Yeah. We actually got to use a couple hotspots in the building. Used my hotspot, and Walt used his hotspot. Powered up some of the internet based stuff, and it was good. It added a little bit of stress, but that's what I wanted. I wanted to put a little bit of stress on the guys and behind the radio, and kind of see how well they performed under stress.
Well, they did pretty well. I'd say they did pretty good, and I'll tell you, if WUO wants to be a dispatcher, I'll give him a recommendation. Man alive, I don't even think he took a break in there that I could tell. They kept him busy, a lot of radio traffic, and so again, that in itself, I think, was you know, kind of a taste, so to speak, of what it could be like. A lot of people calling in at once, you know, communicating well to one another, and you know, even at those moments where it was a little stressful, I think it went pretty well.
Okay, yeah, I agree. I think John did a good job in dispatching. You know, and it was neat to see. We saw there's a couple things that we're going to do. I think we're going to add another backup, back control dispatcher, whatever you want to call them. We call them dispatchers in there, because, you know, but the backup dispatcher is just kind of helping out a little bit. But no, I think you did great. I threw some monkey wrenches in there. I called Tim, and I'm like, hey, we're, you know, cut in with some emerging traffic and, you know, kind of interrupt things a little bit. And then I called Mike and was like, all right, it's your turn. Your turn to cut in and maybe make some ruckus. And it was good. He handled it well.
Yes, I totally agree there. And, I think that was a good good addition, just kind of something out of nowhere, you know, see how he would respond to it. And, you know, so the voice end went, I think the communications end went well. I agree with you, I think, and I was talking to SGS also at church, and he's of that mind too. There probably needs to be a backup person to deal with some of the overflow traffic. I would agree in that way as well.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing too is, so he's got his dispatch kit built, and I ended up throwing him a monkey wrench, and I'm like, all right, no, I need somebody. I need to pull him off that call and send him to some priority traffic to the hospital, or I need to send him to priority traffic to this facility because they're requesting this and blah, blah, blah. So we had to manually put it in. And it's like, this is something that we've got to work on. And I think having another person in there to help manually put that stuff in would be helpful. So
I think you definitely were throwing him the curveballs there yesterday. I like that. That's good. And, it's not something, you do that every day on the CAD, so you work up and get proficient at it, where, again, this is something that these guys will do every day. And so that's, keeping track of people and that. And so, again, it's a good experience, and, again, those curveballs are pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't, I wasn't trying to, frustrate him or, upset him. I was just trying to see what type of stress he can handle. And, he did well. The team did really well. We got a couple of guys in the My Sims. Paul participated in that. And I got Micah trained on that end of things. And so Micah has a new task under his belt. And it was good. It was cool.
AWCB, by the way. Yes, that's good. That, I think that's great. Again, that's something for Micah, and Paul was able to work on that. I heard about WinLink that some of them were, it was difficult in some of the software or in the field to send in some of the reports. How did that go, if you can answer that?
I think it went well. There was a couple of things that we noted that we were having a hard time with. A couple of guys were saying that they had a hard time they had to pull off and they had to get out and get to the passenger side and through the wind link and then get back in the car, the driver's side and do that. But overall, I mean, we deployed 30 people, and we got a decent amount, good majority of them without looking at the chart, a good majority of them sent status reports. And we had a couple that came back that had to be, redone. But overall, I think everybody did well with those as well.
Wow, 30. That is remarkable. I think that's a great turnout. And again, to keep track of that many people, I think that's good. And what you're saying on the WinLink, and I don't know. I think Dave would. FTS was saying either I think he had a hard time with the 214 or he was going to have to go home and submit it. He couldn't submit it in the field or something. So, but that's good. I'm happy in that way. Again, that's an important function to this process. And so I'm glad. I'm glad to hear the good reports in that way.
Yeah. And there's things that, like you said, we got some new guys and some things now that we know, hey, we got to train on this. What I thought was really cool is we had five that were non-members that participated that are now, they signed up. Four of them, I believe, signed up. And then one of them didn't know anything about the set and just kind of jumped in and was like, hey, I want to participate. And just started participating. It was like, hey, this is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Again, to get people who are, you know, that were not members or whatever, to just get them in, or newer members, I should say, and then somebody who wasn't. And like I say, it seemed like the most people were very comfortable with it. You know, they might not understand maybe the workings of it, you know, what you guys are doing in there, or what the, you know, what's going on. But I think it will click. I think once, maybe it's brought out or something in a training that session or net, I think it will click.
Yeah, I think it will. I do. I think we've got a lot of smart guys out there, a lot of guys that, that are excited about this, and they want to learn and participate. And so it's cool. It is really neat to see, and I'm excited. I'm excited to see the growth that we have, and it was good.
Totally agree. And of course, in a real, probably in a real life scenario, probably getting from point A to point B might be a little bit more difficult if some of the scenarios were taking place, the traffic lights out, no gas stations open, various places closed, and some of the other scenarios were being brought in. It would be interesting. I hope it never happens that way, but it would be difficult, probably more difficult from getting to point A to point B. But again, it's just a simulation, and at least gives people an idea.
Yeah, it does. It was good. It was good, and like I said too, pulling in the real life scenarios, internet going down for us, even Chesterfield, their 911 system went down because the system over there went down for a little bit. And a couple other things that were going on in the background. It was like, oh man, this is you can't plan for this. This is something that we knew kind of what was going to happen, but we didn't. And it was neat to see everything come together, and everybody performed very well. And I'm excited. I'm excited about it. Hopefully, might potentially work on doing a scenario here in August, so we'll see how that goes.
Any WCB, that would be a good thing. Yes, even with just within our group, would be I think a good thing. And again, these scenarios, because are good for us, because again, if you want to say if and hope that it never happens, but if, then we're prepared for it, and how we're going to respond. And again, even some of these things that happened off the wall, even though the coffee one was kind of funny, but it prepares us, we don't get an idea what to do, and the people that are in place, and going from there.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dan, I am home. I appreciate the good conversation, and good job doing your part in the set. I appreciate covering the digital aspect of things, and we'll have to get you over to the EOC here next time. Anyways, I'm going to head in here and relax and get some food and enjoy the time off. But appreciate the good conversation, and hopefully have a good night.
Yes, indeed. Definitely a beautiful day outside, and I hope you have a good couple of days off. And like I say, you can kind of unwind and kind of exhale there a little bit and go off to sleep tonight and know that, hey, it was a job well done, and you got to work too this weekend. So, but thanks for the ride along and the good conversation tonight. I know we will do this again, but we'll have you head in and have something to eat and relax. But tell everyone hello. 73s and 88s to you and the family, and we'll talk down the page. NAWCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. If you need anything tonight, let us know. And enjoy your evening. 73s and ADHCMM. K8YNU.
K8RUH.
Kilo Fox 8 Alpha Tango Charlie. We're monitoring. Stand by.
This is N6WY on Statewide 1. Listening.
And good evening to you. I didn't get the number, but it's, this is KFA-ATC.
Okay, Ken, I talked to you yesterday, I believe. KF-8-ATC, this is November 6, Whiskey Yankee, Dave, and 6WY in Shelby Township. I think you were walking around in Canada yesterday when I was talking to you. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely talked to you yesterday. Yeah, I'm still over here. And I had to work from here in the morning, so still over here. I forgot to key up the mic and see if anybody was out there.
Well, you got me. I pushed the talk, and maybe I doubled to somebody, but I got an indication that the channel was busy. Maybe I just pushed it down too soon. But it's been pretty quiet today on this talk group.
All right, I copy that. Yeah, I haven't figured out, usually I'm monitoring this one, or the other one, I was, can't remember the number. I think it's a 91 talk group, like a worldwide. I was working on my radio, but I'm not getting no receive on it anymore, so I don't know what happened to that. But I still have this one on there and two different ones here that work okay for me. But I haven't figured out how to scan frequencies on this radio yet. And you can only scan certain banks, like, or 10 at a time. There's 10 in each bank. I haven't figured that out yet. So usually I've just got it on monitor one channel or flick it to the next for monitoring.
Well, that's exactly what I have to do with this radio. I think I told you yesterday, it's old radio. I can only put 16 channels in a zone. I can roam all 16 channels, and it works very nicely as I move from space to space within the MI5 area. And it would automatically change repeaters as I go from repeater area to another repeater area. But I got an Anycone, which I am going to figure out how to do scan, because I like to monitor some of the local repeaters, and the channel scan seems a way to do it. I can do something similar on this one, but it's called a group channel, a group call. Channel group, I should say. And it's really clumsy, but it works.
Yeah, that's the main thing that's working for you right now. Yeah, I guess you learn as you go. There's always something new. I got two radios in front of me. The other one doesn't do the digital. This is the only digital one that I have. So I always got two radios sitting when I'm inside. I'm not at home. At home, I got a base station and multi-band. All mode HF, I guess that's what you call it. But you're always learning something new, I guess. A little bit at a time. You get better at it.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on, too. You know, getting better at it. I'm getting back to the DMR again. I got the Yaesu 8991 Alpha for HF, and that also gives me UHF and VHF. Sideband, which is very nice. The digital mode of C4FM. It's very popular in this area, but I don't like it. I prefer DMR. So if somebody came out with something like the Yaesu 991 with DMR instead of C4FM, I would sell my Yaesu so quickly and buy that right away.
Well, I thought that 891 is supposed to be a really nice radio. But I'm not sure what the other stuff is. I know what the DMR is, but I'm not sure what the other stuff is. I have a, I'm running that home, it's a Yaesu 857D. That's what I have hooked up. It does digital and all that, but I guess I need to hook it to, I gotta get a Raspberry Pi or something like that, connect to the internet, that kind of stuff. I haven't got that far yet.
Well, with Yaesu, you can just contact the repeater and use the Wires X when the Yaesu to connect to various groups around the country. Kansas City White is a popular group, and the American Room is very popular. Those two are probably very good to check into. Kansas City White usually has a lot of nets that are pretty nice nets, kind of interesting. So you might try that with your Yaesu.
So you're saying I can just, you know, put all the frequencies in, color codes, all that stuff, and that Yaesu would be digital? I haven't looked into it that much. I've just been running on 220, 440 on the repeaters and doing 10 meters. I talked all over the world on the 10 meters. Got a dipole running off of that. But I wasn't sure if it'd been the digital. I thought I needed something else to connect to the internet and all that good stuff.
But Yaesu has Wires X built into it, like the 991A, which is a digital radio for UHF and VHF. You can just contact in your repeater book. They may they refer to them as C4FM repeaters or Wires X repeaters. And you can steer those repeaters to other locations. You don't need a hotspot. Just use those repeaters to do it for you.
All right, cool. Sounds pretty interesting. I might have to try that out when I get home. See how that works out. I know when I do the 240 or 440, I don't even have to put in no offsets or anything. It automatically does it, just taking the frequency, and that's it. I'm good to go. But I don't have anything programmed in it yet, so I need to look into that. I have a software for it. I've only tried it once. I haven't been successful at programming channels in for all the different repeaters. I'll have to look into that.
Well, you only need to program one Wires X repeaters and you can talk to the world, you know, anywhere in the world. It's a popular mode. It's just like DMR pattern. But then I got to get back to my computer. It went to sleep on me, so I have to wake it up and finish working on what I'm doing. It's good talking to you again. Maybe we'll chat some other time. So I will listen for your final. KF8ATC, this is N6WY.
All right, Dave. Always nice chatting with you. We'll definitely be talking again sometime soon, hopefully. And on off on the radio here. But have yourself a fine evening and hopefully a better day tomorrow. This is KF8ATC. We're going to be clear for now.
Talk to you later, Tim. KF8ATC. This is N6WY.
73.